As the NDIS struggles to sustain demand, the government has turned its attention to foundational supports, a tier of community-based supports outside of the scheme. Last Wednesday saw Minister for Disability Mark Butler announce the $2 billion Thriving Kids program, shifting towards that tier while cutting some from the NDIS, a move which has proved controversial amongst advocates and the disability community. The Wire's Sam Giorgio spoke with CEO of Autism Awareness Australia, Nicole Rogerson, to find out more about the program.
In short, we're not sure yet. I think the minister's made this announcement that this program of Thriving Children is about looking at the kind of existing services that belong in the States and how we can upskill them and help them to support children with learning developments and mild autism. It's a very bold move for the government to have a rethink about developmental pediatrics. We're going to have to wait and see what ends up getting delivered.
The program is said to provide much needed support for children with developmental delay and autism. However, there are fears that the rollout time could potentially leave thousands of families without essential NDIS services. How has your community responded to this news?
I think it's fair to say everybody's very nervous, but the minister has said, you know, they're not throwing people off the NDIS tomorrow. There's no reason for alarm. I know people are going to be nervous, but I don't think they need to be. I think the minister was quite clear on that point.
Children and Young People with Disability Australia have made recommendations for the government, like a longer rollout time for the Thriving Kids program, a pause on NDIS reassessments, and a clear path that supports children with disabilities over 9. What else can be done to support the program and people with disabilities?
What the government really need to do is work quite closely with experts in the field of child development to make sure what we build, which is going to be in place of eventually the NDIS for some children, we want to make sure we get that right. It's a really great opportunity. We've never done that in Australia. We check babies to see that they can hear and that they can see, but we don't do those developmental checks, those social and emotional checks. And the fact the government's talking about doing that with three-year-olds and then seeing what they need, this is a really good opportunity, but you've got to get that right. We need to work with experts to make sure what we end up designing is actually going to support those children the way they need support. If you're going to make a big change and the NDIS isn't all of a sudden the only port in the storm, then you've got to make sure that the alternative is doing the job that you need it to do. And then I think you'll see that families feel a lot more relaxed.
Do you believe it's too early to tell if the program will provide enough support for those with disabilities and autism?
Yeah, I think it's way too early to tell. The thing hasn't even been properly designed. It's a thought. I think the government has arrived with a big stick and $2 billion, which is not an insignificant amount of money to say, let's get this right. I'm all for judging governments when they do things wrong. But at this point in time, we don't know enough to really judge it. And I think people being really nervous about their situation changing, I think people should also be equally nervous that if we don't fix the NDIS and get it set up in a much better position to be more stable and sustainable, we'll lose it altogether. I think we've just got to be rational about what we're worried about. And I, for one, are very much willing to work with the government to make sure they get this right.
In his speech yesterday at the National Press Club, NDIS Minister Mark Butler said that the NDIS needs to return its focus on people who need significant permanent care and support and ensuring it remains fiscally sustainable. What's your reaction to this quote?
I think it's true. I think that the problem has been is for some people, the access to the NDIS has become very broad. In some cases, children only need a developmental delay in one area to give them an NDIS package that they may not need. That sort of individual funding going to families to work out how to spend it in an open, already busy market, there's a chance we were spending a lot of money on the NDIS, but maybe we weren't spending it smartly. I think it's fair to look at that. But it's also, I think, a recognition that the minister's saying for those with moderate to profound disabilities, the NDIS, that was designed for those people. That's not going away. It's merely thinking about, have we put too many people in the scheme that possibly could be helped elsewhere? Just think, where possible, I'm just trying to make sure parents aren't panicked. I know they're going to be. And there's a few interesting people making commentary that is potentially inflaming the situation. We literally don't know enough yet. This has just been announced yesterday. It's a recognition we need to restructure the NDIS and do it differently.
CEO of Autism Awareness Australia, Nicole Rogerson there, speaking with The Wire's Sam Giorgio.